KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When things get too complicated or I want to get out of a conversation, I get itchy. Upgrading software, calling customer support, figuring out a second act, anything that's stressing me out at the moment makes me all itchy and prickly, and that's how I know I'm in trouble. It's not something I think about. It's something that's happening physically. I feel itchy, and I suddenly realize that whatever's happening is really bugging me, and I need to do something else, if I can. And that's sort of a version of the occupational hazard of working in show business. You get disconnected to the experience of an actual audience member. You're too busy hating the guy who directed the movie, or knowing what terrible shape the first draft of the script was in, or hoping the movie's a big hit for the studio because then they'll have more money for your project. In other words, it's a kind of insiderism disease. You know too much. And that, coupled with living in a town where people park your car and you can hire someone to pick out your clothes, can be a disorienting and removing experience. But you know if you're itchy. That's an involuntary physical response. And for me, the show business version of that is my TiVo playlist, which is filled with shows I want to watch, plan to watch, feel good about watching, but somehow never get to. I have every episode of one show in particular lined up on my DVR. It's a show I want to love. It's got a great cast, terrific writers. It's about a subject I know and love. And when I flop down on the sofa and grab a drink and scroll down the DVR playlist, for some reason my thumb never presses play on that particular show. I mean, I'm recording the whole series. I want to like it, but I never press play. My involuntary physical response, keep scrolling, is telling me something I can't quite admit, and that's that I don't like the show, or more precisely, I'm resisting it for some reason. And I've been trying to figure out why. I mean, it's a good show, great actors, about an important subject, it's detailed, informative, and that's it right there. That's when I get itchy, because the show is informative and about an important subject, which makes it somehow not a show. It's homework. And nobody pays for homework. Homework is what happens when really talented people work on a passion project and forget to put the fun into it. They forget to put in the drama and the high stakes and maybe a gunshot or two. Maybe I'm alone, or maybe I'm just the only one stupid enough to admit it, but I'll watch a documentary or two on occasion, but when I'm on the sofa and drinking a beer and flipping around, I'll never choose the homework. I'll always choose the candy. Does everything have to turn on a joke? A writer I know shouted to his staff after they all kept pitching funnier versions of a complicated dramatic moment. Why can't we use our time here to say something about the way we live today, about how messed up the world and our relationships are? His show obviously was canceled pretty quickly because he made the mistake of thinking it was his time. It wasn't. It was his audience's time, and they didn't want to spend it doing homework. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get up front. In the meantime, go to kcrw.com/martinishot and tell us what makes you itchy. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.